bringers of discord. The lands we arrogantly have named the Middle East, one must wonder, Middle East of what, Europe, are in disarray and disaster today, largely because of the greed, hubris, and yes, white supremacy of Europe and America. Iran today suffers from painful sanctions, while those who ripped Iraq apart, who drove the forces of ethnic, sectarian, and religious rivalry into furies almost approaching civil war, face nothing. Iraq is today a charnel house that has sent ripples of disorder, destruction, and destabilization throughout the region. This is the foul fruit of that old lie, weapons of mass destruction. It's interesting that I'm addressing a group composed of Iranian students. For many decades ago, as a young journalist, I covered several demonstrations featuring members of the Iranian Students Association who marched through downtown Philadelphia shouting, "Down with the Shah!" When I interviewed them, they told of the ill-gotten wealth of the Peacock Throne and the brutal terror of the dreaded Savak, the Shah's secret police. The Savak, trained in their deadly arts by the CIA and Israeli intelligence, made life for Iranians both at home and abroad a living hell of fear. Of course, who could foresee the future of life in Iran after the Shah's overthrow? None of us truly know the future. But we know enough of the past to teach a valuable lesson, if we want to learn. Like when foreign invaders intervene, they bring chaos, destruction, and discord. They make problems worse, not better. That's a lesson from the CIA and MI5 when they removed Mohammad Mossadegh in August 1953, and it set the stage for decades of rule by the Shah, Reza Pahlavi, the savagery of Savak, and ultimately the Shah's fall and the rise of the rule of the clerics. Iranians must decide Iran's future, not foreign intelligence agencies or foreign armies. It's been over 50 years. Perhaps, maybe, that lesson has finally been learned. I wish you all a happy Nowruz. Thank you. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.